Beer with Mark and John. You submit, we play it, rinse and repeat.
You look so fucking married. God, what
it's all
happened?
True. It happened. It happened.
It did.
I got married. I got
and
the
she
ring
showed up
to prove it. And oh my God, let me tell you. What's going on? Where's all this music coming from?
I'm a dork.
Oh, that's a guest.
That's
from
a
later,
DJ
huh?
error.
Yeah, DJ error. Please stand by. Man, I'm fat. This ring doesn't even fit anymore. I've been eating and drinking copious amounts of beer for the past several weeks.
Because you don't have to be in a dating basis. Weight anymore.
Well, it was like we were trying to get in shape to, you know, for the wedding. And about 2 weeks before the wedding, we were like, I can't take it anymore. I'm going insane. Let's order pizza again.
You guys are going to be a fat couple real quick.
Well, so now it's like we have a week and a half before we take off for our honeymoon. Mm. And we're pretending like we're going to get in shape in a week and a half.
No, you don't have to worry about it. In Europe, you will lose weight, even though you will eat like
fucking
pigs.
I know, but
like
I don't
want to
arrive
pigs.
As the fat American.
Well, too late.
Oh, my God.
The
goodness.
Fat Jewy American or shiksa wife. Like,
was,
oh, look at them two.
For those of you who care, it was really wonderful. And I'm including you in that group of people who might care. It was everything just went brilliantly. Actually, when we got to Texas for the first several days, it hailed golf balls.
It so you had
like
kind
a tornado
of one of the
warning
plagues or
all,
something,
like,
frogs and shit.
It was very biblical.
Nice.
And then it all kind of cleared up just in time for the wedding. But the funniest, not so funny story about the wedding was that the night before, you know, we're not supposed to be together. I'm supposed to see her for the first time on Saturday.
I
hate to
think that's the
dress.
Lamest thing in the world.
Well, it's like one of those things. You know, it's like we chose a handful of lame things to do, and that was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we all went out that night after the rehearsal dinner. We all partied and everything, and then we sort of went our separate ways. So I'm at this in the parking lot of this like motel complex in Hill Country, Texas, with a couple of my best buddies, and we're all drinking beer and hanging out and talking. And 2 o'clock rolls around, I should probably go to bed. 3 o'clock rolls around, I really should go to bed.
Oh,
4 o'clock
shit.
Rolls around, my friend Carl is like, dude. Time to leave the building, Elvis. You have to go. I was just having such a good time, though.
Right.
So finally, I went to bed, fell asleep by 4:30, and we got sirens.
We always have sirens.
So I wake up at 5 in the morning, and...
Wait, you went to bed at 4:30.
I went to bed at 4:30, and I wake up at 5, and I'm really nauseous, and I had to throw up. I was like, all right, well, I guess I had a lot of beer, but I didn't really feel drunk when I went to bed, and I didn't really feel hungover, but, you know, these things happen. Threw up, went back to bed, assuming that everything was, you know, fine.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. Like, within a minute or two, I was nauseous again. I'm like, that's weird, and went and threw up again. This sort of behavior continued.
Behavior.
As 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock rolled around. I drove to a gas station at 7 in the morning to find some, like, Alka-Seltzer or something in the hopes that I would keep that down. Nothing worked. I was throwing up until, like, 9 in the morning. I didn't sleep. I slept that 30 minutes. So then I show up in the, to get my friends in the other hotel rooms.
You're not sleeping in your normal bed. So
I look awful. And I'm without Shannon, which is the worst part because, like, I'm sick and I'm hating life and I was so angry. It wasn't just about being sick. I had food poisoning is what it was.
Right.
And it wasn't just about being sick. It was about being sick on that specific day.
Right.
So what it meant was the whole day of the wedding was about me trying, am I queasy? Am I nauseous? Am I okay? I can't decide. And thinking that it's like, oh, my God, everyone is going to think that this is nerves. How am I going to convince them that I'm not nervous, but
right.
In fact, the problem is Texas cuisine.
I'm a legitimate victim here, everybody.
Exactly. Miraculously, right before the ceremony, I guess it was the adrenaline or something. I just,
adrenaline is an amazing elixir.
But I had slept like half an hour in a 48-hour period.
God.
And I had to look presentable.
I can't wait
cool.
to see the photos.
No, the photos came out great. I mean, I really lucked out. But that night before was such a nightmare. And it was like, I can't believe it's 7 in the morning. I still haven't slept.
Oh, I'd have been pissed.
It was my wedding day, and all that stuff. So that was funny. But everything else went just absolutely brilliantly. The weather, the people. And there has never been a wider spectrum of people at a wedding than at this one. We had Jewish New Yorkers.
Huh.
And, religious Christian farm people.
Republicans.
Republicans in Texas. All in the same place, all having a good time.
Wow.
It was pretty hilarious.
And no chairs got thrown?
No, there were no Springer moments or anything. Everybody was very, very nice.
No,
I don't think anybody talked politics the whole night.
Now, was it an indoor wedding or an outdoor wedding?
Outdoor.
Did any cattle happen to graze by during the ceremony?
No, but you do have to pass several cattle getting down the dirt road to the location of the wedding, which is funny. And you have to cross
a creek.
You have to cross, literally, like the creek goes over the road.
Wow.
So if you have... My friend thought it would be funny to rent a Lotus. So he drove
as your wedding car?
As the rental car. You know, he flew in from San Francisco and he rented a Lotus in Austin and drove out to Hill Country. But of course he couldn't make it to the actual wedding in the Lotus. He had to go in someone else's car. Yeah, because it's a low riding, you know, like,
oh my god.
Fancy sports car.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have so much to do today.
Yeah, this isn't a marriage show, but thank you so much.
I just
want
to give everyone an update. I missed everyone
last
week.
Glad you're back.
I missed my listeners. It's nice to see you and you back as well, and the other guy. And
John Daly was great.
Yes, and I heard
it was a fun show.
I did listen to the show later. And
the best line out of all of it was, and it should have been, I don't know what you title it. I guess you title it with John Daly on it, but should have been, you know, John Hirschfield is the exception of many rules. That was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. But we should go to music because this is our special promotional show for the Sunday event that Hear Hear does the third Sunday of every month at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. We have six bands that are performing. It's a fundraiser for Kill Radio. Kill Radio is non-commercial, non-profit, and pro-independent voice. So we do these fundraisers once a month, and a lot of the bands are going to be either performing live in our studios today or we're going to be interviewing over the phone and then playing some of their music. They're all bands you've heard before. But it should be great.
And I also brought in
a couple
of bands.
And you have submissions as well.
We haven't heard before.
Yeah, so
just to fill in the gaps.
Keeping us as a submission show.
Yes. In fact, let's start
with that. Let's just go, yeah, because we're going to go to Jenna Mate in a little bit.
Called The Spanx, and we have a CD we're going to play a couple tracks from. You can check them out by going to myspace.com/getthespanx, and it's great. It's got a picture of a butt on the CD, which I always
enjoy.
And this is a local band, so perhaps you can go see them live sometime. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and this is The Spanx.
Got a rock and roll throat. Thank you. and I can't lose. The rock and roll girl, I wish you were me. Well, I'm keeping her.
Yay.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Hear Here. That was The Spanx. Check them out, myspace.com/getthespanx. Phone is ringing.
Should I get that? I'll get it.
You want to get it? It's probably Jenna.
Maybe it is.
As you may already know, we have several artists who we are putting on at our next Kill Radio Benefit concert. And we're having all of them contact us at some point. We have a few coming in live and a few calling live, and I think that's one of them. Is that Jenna?
Yeah.
So we have Jenna Mate live on the phone. Right now, right this very moment.
Oh, there you are.
Yes.
Hello.
What do you think of that? Whoa, my fault. Here, give me the phone. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for calling in and joining us today.
Absolutely.
You calling from work?
Excited.
Are you breaking the rules?
I am breaking all the rules right now.
Fantastic. This is a personal phone call, right?
Some of our listeners may already know that... you've been here in the studio before, and you performed live for us, and you were also on my other show, Is Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a big supporter of Kill Radio, and now you're going to be performing at our benefit this coming Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah.
The 18th, right?
Yes. I'm very excited. It's going to be a great show, and looks like the other musicians are really awesome.
Yes,
so
we enjoy it. I'm going to pass you over to Mark here.
Okay.
Did you check out the other bands?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great wide variety. Since you brought it up, I'll just say it's we have, of course, Jenna Mate. Ow, feedback.
Keep the microphone, yeah.
Yeah, like this?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. We have AIM, who's an electronica artist. We have Clark 8, who are a rock band that was performing last month at Mr. T's. And then we have Michael Knott, who's a rapper, Public Jones, and Aaron Williams. And you're starting us off. I wanted a strong start. And,
yeah, thank you.
And yeah, and you're just like, I guess you would describe it as the singer songwriter, with her big huge piano keyboard.
And the next Joni Mitchell.
Everywhere she goes, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess I'll probably be doing mostly just piano and vocals, and featuring a new song called Bloom that actually premiered on John's show. And yeah, it should be a good set.
Great. Well, I'm excited because when you performed live for us a couple months ago, it was just really great performance. And of course, somehow we had a technical difficulty and lost the recording. But I'm glad I was there and heard it live. And my mom heard it live and she said it was amazing.
Don't air our dirty laundry.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
No, so, I had a wonderful time, and I would just do just about anything to support your radio station because you guys have done a lot for me. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we love that you do a lot for us, and we love doing it back. So
great.
Sunday's going to be great.
We'll have a very good time.
Thank you.
Well, let's play some of your
music. Yeah, we're going to play Daybreak and Fairy Tale. Is there anything you want to say about these two songs?
Well, Daybreak is going to basically be sort of the song that kicks off my new album, which is coming out in this summer sometime.
Great.
Woohoo!
And that's the one that you can hear if you go to my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/JennaMateMusic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's sort of the song that everybody's kind of talking about on my MySpace page.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's go to that now. This is Daybreak. You are listening to Hear Hear. I'm trying to, like, also reach
go.
For my laptop to get the song to play. And
I think
then,
we can do this.
And I moved, and then all this feedback started. So thank you so much, Jenna. We're going to see you on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And this is Daybreak.
You.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Cover. superstar I am in life, what I seem. And I don't need to run very far, it's all right here.
Genemate.
You're so funny. The song's about the end. You're like, oh, it's time. Like your water just broke or something. Silly.
Dead air. It's just like hell.
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show.
Sure is.
MySpace.com/here_here. That's HEAR_HERE. You can also instant message us. We're on AOL Instant Messenger. The handle is Kill Radio Station. And we are full of information and music.
Wow, that was a lot. That was
good,
like,
right?
From a script.
No, but it's not. I just happy to be back. It's really hard when you miss a show. It's so weird not doing a show when you're used to doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm away on honeymoon.
You're missing four shows. I don't know if I'll remember you.
It might not even be a submission show.
I won't
show
remember
when I get
what
back.
You look like.
When I get back, it could be just about selling, you know.
And it's going to be about urine.
Shares
we talk
and
so
oil
much
companies.
About urine. Oh, that.
It'll be like corporate radio. When I get back, it'll be Love Radio,
love
where
radio.
We love corporations.
Yes. We will talk about Clear Channel's new logo. Really hot, everybody. Did you see it? Go to our website.
And how George W. Bush is a great president because he's the kind of president you want to have a beer with.
Nuh-uh. First of all, he doesn't drink. Although, do you hear there's a rumor he started drinking again?
Well, why would you want to have a beer with an ex-alcoholic? That is.
Did you hear he started
drinking?
I heard there's a rumor that he started drinking again.
Well, it's kind of an easy rumor to pass around, don't you think?
Yeah.
So anyway, how are we for time? Should I go to another
artist?
Let's go
to music. Let's go to music.
Okay,
because
we got some people coming in. We don't want to run out of time. This is a band called Manhattan Murder Mystery, also from Los Angeles. And they were kind enough to send us a CD. You can go to myspace.com/Manhattan Murder Mystery. And
why did you say Manhattan Murder Mystery?
I don't know. I just like the sound of it. I was because I was thinking while I was talking, and it slowed down my speech.
Now I got a hair in my mic. Ugh.
Oh, gross! Better be human hair.
I think
and head hair.
I don't know which is worse. Let's go to Manhattan Murder
quite
Mystery.
An
Sorry.
Intro. Manhattan Sorry. Murder Mystery on here on killradio.org.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
Yes. That is some creative shit. We like it.
Yeah, that was intriguing.
Thank you, Manhattan Murder Mystery, for submitting your music to killradio.org. We're happy to play it, and we'll put your CD in the Kill Radio library. Hopefully one of the other Kill Radio DJs will...
hopefully they will.
...throw it in on their show.
They will.
And I'm still working on my repeat play program, which will allow me to play bands who have already submitted without me feeling guilty about not playing bands who've already submitted.
You've been talking about this for a long time.
I know, and I'm very excited about it, and I think I figured out how I'm going to do it. And
I started doing
that with the world.
What happened is I started doing it, and then new bands were submitting. I was up to like 2 months already locked. Like,
nice.
Totally into, and then I thought, that's too much time for bands to have to wait.
Yeah.
They're submitting now, and they're not going to hear their music till July. So, but we need to get AIM on the phone.
Okay. Let me just quickly say that about Manhattan
yeah,
Murder
please.
Mystery. The songs that we played were called Ulysses and I Am Tired of Being a Man. That's the name of the song.
Mm.
He wrote it for you, Mark.
what does that mean?
I don't know. I got nothing.
That first song was...
MySpace.com/Manhattan Murder Mystery.
It was great.
I'm tired of being a man, too.
Really?
So maybe it was for me.
Okay. Well, should we try to get AIM on the phone?
Yeah.
Do you want to next to the phone? Do you want to call him?
All right.
Let's see what happens.
Everybody want to hear me dial the numbers?
I'm going to whisper you to the numbers. I'm going to say his
Will
number
this
over
work?
The phone.
Can I just bring up the thing, put it off hook, and do it?
Yeah, let's see. Let's just experiment.
We're going to see if this works because we've only been doing the show for a year and a half, and we don't know how to use the equipment here yet. So,
okay, there's that number.
What you're hearing now is the dial tone.
That's good.
That's good so far.
I think you have to take the phone off the hook.
No, you shouldn't have to.
Okay, well then. Okay, put it back on. No, put it back on. Okay, so I can't tell you the number out loud.
Just show it to me.
Oh,
shit.
You have to do it from there.
You know what?
Do it again. No, do it again.
I'm just going to dial
it. No, do it again.
Okay. Okay. Show me the number.
Okay.
Someone at home is trying to figure out, what is that, a zero or a nine?
That's an zero.
Your handwriting sucks.
Suck it, all right? Thanks.
You say that every show.
Actually, I haven't. All right. Now, put it back on off hook and set the phone down. John, listen to me.
Wait, okay.
Do that, now set the phone down. Please ring. Okay.
You know, it's really unfair, though, to put him on the air.
Without knowing.
Could be answering the phone in his underwear.
Oh, God, he's not home.
We're going to get his answering machine.
Hello?
Hey, is this AIM? Can you hear me? This is John from Kill Radio. Hello? Nah, that doesn't work.
Hey, AIM, can you hear me?
Hey, John?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Sorry, we were testing the equipment to see how, if we could call you...
without having to use the
without
phone.
Without having to have the actual handset in our hand, but...
Okay, how's it working so far?
Not very
well. It didn't work.
At all.
Oh, that's not good.
But we're glad we got you on the line. You are, as you may well know, one of the performers for our benefit this Sunday.
Yes.
Right,
and
right.
So we thought we'd get you on the line.
Are we on
the line? Yeah, we're on the air right now.
Oh, we're on the air. Okay.
Sorry, I hope you're dressed. you are a master of the electronica arts, and that's something we actually haven't had an opportunity to feature at any of our benefits yet, so we're really grateful to have you perform this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to play for you guys, help you guys with the benefit.
Hey, this is Mark. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Nice to finally talk to you. So yeah, what can you tell our listeners about describe what electronic performance is or going to be this Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe downtown? What
well,
does that entail?
Basically, I will be bringing my laptop with some pre-recorded tracks, and then I will be playing live with a keyboard and a chaos pad, which is kind of a device to add sounds and just sound effects to the track. And so basically it's just going to be, you know, like going to a Depeche Mode concert, you know, see the guys behind the keyboards going at it, that kind of thing. So that's pretty much the way it's going to, you know, go about.
Well, it's great because the evening, all the bands, I don't know if you had a chance to check them out, it's a wide variety of genres. Which I always try to do, and I think this is the most diverse yet, so I'm very, very happy about it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I was checking out the lineup just the other day, and it sounds like it's very eclectic and it's very varied, and we're definitely looking forward to playing with the rest of the folks there.
Great.
On the lineup. Yeah.
So, Aim, while I have you on the phone, I just want to ask so our listeners can hear, you are the recipient of an LA Music Award for Best Electronic Album, and what is
correct.
That album, and where can people get it?
Well, they can get it at the show, at the Benefit Show, and for one, they can get a physical copy, and you can get a digital copy through any of the online stores out there, iTunes, Rhapsody, MusicNet, Napster, Sony Connect, you know, and all the iTunes stores basically all around the world, Canada, Japan, the UK. It's widely available.
Excellent.
Through digital format, and I will also be bringing copies for the Benefit, and I'll be giving away copies as well too.
Great.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
And you're myspace.com/aimspace, right? That's AIME space.
Yes, correct.
Excellent. Well, we're gonna go ahead and play some of your music.
Thank you.
And as we enjoy doing, and I've played your music a bunch of times on my other show, is good as well.
Since
you're a guest there. So we're big fans of yours at Kill Radio. We appreciate you being a fan of ours, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Yes, likewise. Likewise. It was great talking to you guys. Great meeting you, Mark. I hope to meet you soon in person as well at the Benefit.
Yep.
Now, John, are you going to be there as well?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Excellent, excellent.
I'll be
right.
Working
I look forward to seeing you guys at the Benefit.
Cool, great. Man. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
You didn't say bye.
I said take care. That's like bye.
No, that's like take care. That's the prelude to the bye.
No, no, take care is straight for bye.
It's like, do you ever notice, like, I always go like, okay. Okay, great. Talk to you soon. Okay. Okay, bye. So I have to, like, lead into the bye.
Sorry, I'm going to have to preemptively cut you off with some of Aim's awesome music. This
great.
Is this is a title track from Place Your Hands Over Your Eyes, which is Aim's album. Actually, the album is called Place Your Hands Over Your Eyes. The name of the song is When You Place Your Hands Over Your Eyes, and we'll play another track as well. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. This is Aim. Oh, one moment. There we go. Thank you. Here, here.
Yay.
That was AIM. Check out myspace.com/AIMSpace. That's A-I-M-E space. And get more information on his music. And come to the Kill Radio Benefit at Lost Souls
Sunday. Yeah, Lost Souls Cafe is in downtown Los Angeles. It's in the area of downtown called the Old Bank District. It's at 124 West 4th Street. It's on 4th between Spring and Main. And it's actually off of an alley. So the address refers to the building, but the entrance is off of an alley. But it's clearly marked, and it's the safest, cleanest nicest alley you'll ever go in downtown LA.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And we always have a nice little, you know, intimate, nice little turnout.
Yeah, it's a nice acoustic evening, and it's great.
A lot of Kill Radio DJs show up and support, and that's
right.
Good, too.
Yeah.
And all sorts of other things that are good.
Yeah, do you have
like
any...
Like the food at Los Olds.
Yeah, so I told...
And by the way, AIM is amazing live.
I'm excited about that. That's going to be fun to see.
Because a lot of electronic artists, they're not very interesting to watch live, and he's actually interesting to watch live because it looks like he's playing instruments.
Cool.
He really does.
Cool. We have some time. We have about 5 minutes before I need to call Aaron Williams. Do you want to? Do you have
I
any
do have
submissions?
That. I have one more submission that
yeah,
I brought.
Yeah, do you want to play that?
I brought
and then
exactly
we'll call
three submissions today because I knew we were going to have all these guests coming in on the phone and everything like that. And let me just get it out of the envelope if I could. Oh, yes, I do remember this. This is an artist by the name of Retail.
That's
and you can check it out, myspace.com/retail. And I'm popping it in here real quick. I'm trying to remember if he had any recommended tracks. Don't believe so. Oh, yes, he did. Okay, there we go. Oh, good. Track one. Excellent. All right. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Where's Retail from?
Retail is from Georgia.
Yay.
Atlanta, Georgia.
The South shall rise again, motherfuckers.
That's that's beautiful. That's what I like to hear from you, Mark, on killradio.org. This is Retail.
More at a neon package store, where a promise is a fad, where the ugly think they're bad. Rise from the fever swamps, 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 rise, rise, rise from the fever swamps. Sunday morning coming up, like a frat boy throwing up. Too bad he ain't growing up. Drinks from an overflowing cup. Rise from the fever swamp. Rise from the fever swamps. Rise from the fever swamps. Rise from the fever swamps. Rise, rise, rise from the fever swamps. 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 Rise from the fever swamps. Swamps. Rise from the fever swamps. Rise from the fever swamps. Rise, rise, rise. Rise, rise.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yay.
That was Retail, myspace.com/retail from Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for submitting your music.
Yep.
And yes, shall I read an online review?
Online review of what?
Of Retail, of Retail's demo.
Haven't we played Retail before?
I don't think so.
I recognize that photo.
I recognize the photo too, but that's because this is MySpace picture. Actually, there's a lot of nipple pictures on his MySpace.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's part of the
alien
the
nipple.
Thing. Atlanta's Gilbert Caneda is singer-songwriter. It seems to take pages from Dylan, Jim Morrison and Buddy Holly to heart, and then run them through his soul to create a hybrid of thought-provoking lyrics sung in a robust and heartfelt timbre that lends a modern folk vibe to the music. The stripped-down feel places you in intimate company of Gilbert's psyche on this debut, a 21st-century poet with deep-running roots. Wow, that's intense. That's an online review of Retail's demo. So check out myspace.com/retail. Thank you for submitting your music to hear here on killradio.org, Kill Radio's all-submission show. Oh, we got musicians.
Yep.
I see musicians coming
Should we... I couldn't get a hold of Erin Williams.
She's out on tour right now, right?
Yeah, but we were going to call her in between Seattle and Vancouver somehow.
Right, but she could be, you know...
In a mountain pass.
Or fighting off a lion.
Yes.
Somewhere.
So, should we go to her music and then let me see if I can get her on the phone?
I think that's
again?
A fine idea.
Okay, we'll do that.
Because we like
Erin Williams is one of the artists that's performing this Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe for the Hear Here benefit that we do each month for killradio.org. Kill Radio is non-commercial and non-profit, so we make this station run on our dues and our own contributions. This is another way that
we are steam
supporting the process of this independent voice of music and thought and politics and everything else. So Erin Williams is one of the performers. This is a person that when she submitted to the show way back when, I really liked her CD a lot. So we're going to play two tracks from her, and hopefully within that time we'll get on the phone. We can talk to her a little bit about her music. But this is Farthest From Me. And you are listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Moonlight crept upon your sheets. I waited for the darkness to leave. Night kept on in captivity. Like me, she held her breath, her symphony. Love with you is a brand new coat, kept clean in plastic and saved for the cold. Your life is in neon, your voice a microphone, but it filled this silence that once was filled by my own. It's the farthest from me you've been in a while. You needed to go, now I know it's fine. Thank you. resignation that now is my bliss, and resignation is the catalyst to transformation. Now I'm ready to go. You want it, your right hand removed. Cause that's what you said I was to you. In a dirty Vegas motel. I couldn't touch you.
Here, here on killradio.org is Yay. What you're listening to.
And we found Aaron Williams. Where are you, Aaron?
Hey, I'm on the Ave in Seattle, actually, right now. We're walking down the street.
Oh, so you're downtown?
By the University District.
Oh, okay, the U District, yeah. I one time was on vacation in Seattle, and we went to a protest there, my brother and I. We were total dorky leftist college kids at the time. Go, hey, there's a protest happening about the book. This was a long time ago. About us to get out of Central America. Let's go. Took
Let's
over
be
the
part
streets.
Of it.
Yeah, it was great. Is there any protests happening there today?
Is there what?
Any protests there happening today?
I don't know. We haven't found any yet, but we'll be sure to look out for some.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Good. So we just heard Blind, and then we start off the set with Farthest From Me. Both very haunting songs. Are you a sad person?
Beautiful music.
Yeah, I'm actually quite happy and positive, I think, but there's definitely the dark side. I think pretty much everybody's got the dark and the light. So I think that's the stuff that I
gravitate
love
towards
the most. I'm drawn towards, because it's like a bittersweet. There's a beauty of it. I don't know. Maybe it was growing up Catholic. I have the sad. I don't know, Gregorian chants or something in my psyche. I think that's what I'm drawn to listen to as well. Like Elliot Smith or Cat mm-hmm, Power or things mm-hmm. like that are a bit moodier.
It's great.
Cat Power moody.
John just said. John goes, Cat Power moody. Being sarcastic, yeah. So you're playing with us on Sunday. You're basically the, in some ways you could say you're the headliner, because you're the last act.
Excellent.
So you're gonna send us all home with happy thoughts, I guess.
Yeah, we'll try to skip ahead to the hip hop, you know, the mosh pit songs once in a while. But
okay.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Most of them should be slightly.
Great. So are you performing in Seattle today, or?
You know what? We performed in Vancouver last night.
Great.
And so we are just stopped in Seattle today. We're supposed to do a show at in Seattle tomorrow night at El Diablo's, but we're still kind of waiting on that.
Oh, I think that's in the U District, right?
It's on Queen Anne, actually.
Oh, you know, I'm on crack. Sorry. Let me get John. John has a question for you. One sec.
Okay.
It's true. Mark is actually on crack right now.
That's great.
My question: are you in the middle of a major Northwest tour, or do you just periodically go around and play outside of LA?
Well, we did kind of do a bit of a tour this time. We did a show in Boise, and then we went to Portland, played Portland on Friday night, Vancouver last night. Supposed to do Tuesday night in Seattle and Wednesday night in Eugene. And then I might be playing back in Boise on Friday night. So I go up into the Northwest pretty much every couple months, usually, to do a little bit of a tour. So
we could safely say that your tour ends with the Kill Radio benefit.
Absolutely.
On Sunday. We're gonna milk this as much as we can. You're headlining for the exclusive Kill Radio benefit at the end of your Northwest tour.
I'm so honored.
That's
well,
great.
Thank you so much. How did you hear about Kill Radio?
You
submitted a CD to us a long time ago.
I think before MySpace.
I did, and I can't remember if a friend of mine pointed me in your direction, or if you guys stumbled on me or I stumbled on you. I can't remember exactly how we did it. But
I think we might have had some Craigslist ads up, because I don't think we even had a MySpace page at that point.
Right.
Oh, you didn't?
Not yet.
We started it about a few months into the show.
You know what? I did some promo, and I think the promotions company actually sent off to you. I think that's what happened.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, we can't wait to see you perform.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking time in the middle of your tour to talk to us and give us a chance to play your music, and we can't wait to
Absolutely.
See you play live.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to to Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have safe and enjoyable travels. We'll see you soon.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we had that sound.
That was good.
That was good.
That was nice.
Thank you,
Aaron.
I don't
Williams.
Think Michael Knott's not here yet.
Doesn't look like it. No, but we do have Clark 8.
So I think we were. I think 8. We were. I think the it's kismet that we have Rich here from Clark 8, who's ready to go. Do you want to bring his mic up?
We could do that. Yeah, it's cool.
Or let's just not have him talk
at
all.
We got sirens.
John, if we do that, that's going to be all our show. Yeah. We're in a busy... This is a new thing John does, and I'm just letting...
I've always done that.
Not normally here.
I've always done that.
I think you do it on Is Good a lot.
Should we test? No, I shut the windows on Is Good. That's an important show.
God. Yeah, let's test. So let's hear how he sounds.
I love that song.
So, Rich, how many people are at Clark 8?
Two or three. It'll probably be three this
week. So it's really false advertising.
And did you...
Are any of them named Clark?
Nope.
And they're not here. Did you have them put down or put to sleep? What happened?
A couple members. A few of them are
humanely, though, right?
Yeah,
in the best way possible.
Sorry, yeah, I pinched
it was mercy killing for you.
Yeah.
No, give us the other band's name. What are the other guys in the band's name?
Keith, and I guess we're going to have a guy named Patrick playing with us this weekend.
So no last names. That's exciting.
Keith, you want last names? Keith?
Yes, we need last names.
And Patrick with no last name, and me, Rich.
No last name. Seymour, right.
Rich, are you sort of the front man of the band? Is it, you know, you started this band and found people to play with, or is it a collaborative effort?
I wanted it to be collaborative, but it's mostly me and Keith. So I guess we collaborate, yeah.
Good.
I don't know.
And then you were performing last month at Mr. T's.
Every Monday.
What were they calling that again? It was like Manic...
Manic Depressive Mondays.
Yeah, Manic Depressive
because
Mondays.
Because that goes into the name nice. Clark 8. It's the name of a mental ward.
Clark 8 is?
Oh, yes. Oh.
In New York.
And obviously there's some family history with that.
Yeah, I spent some
Hence
time.
Why we have Mom here.
Yeah.
Right?
She's just providing support for me because if I have a breakdown...
Actually, are you allowed to go out and about unattended?
I think
why Mom's here.
I just can't buy handguns.
I'm actually there right now.
I have a feeling this isn't really Mom. This is like a social worker or a police officer.
Yeah. Well,
Rich's mom is here. I made a joke about, you have to bring your mom, and he didn't see the sarcasm at all, so he brought his mom. He's very literal that way.
It's like when I asked you if you wanted to do a show with me.
Right. I go, yes. Did not know how to say no.
A year and a half later.
Here we are.
Here we are. Where can people get more information about Clark 8? Do you have a CD that people can get? Will they be able to get it at the show?
We'll probably have some CDs there.
Good. Yeah. And your MySpace page is myspace.com/Clark8 and
you
8
spell
spelled
out.
Eight,
yeah.
Yes.
See, otherwise, you get this nice girl in the UK.
How do you know she's nice?
Because I added her as a friend.
Oh. And she said yes.
She was like, it's my high school's Clark and 8 was my soccer uniform.
And you know, it's so hard when you're on MySpace to add friends. I mean, I don't know. I have the hardest time adding friends. So, I mean, that shows how nice she was that she actually did it.
Yeah, exactly.
What a rare beauty that Clark 8 girl is.
Do you have a computer?
Yes. Don't you see it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a computer. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a laptop.
Like I said before, I'm actually in Clark 8 right now imagining all of this.
Great.
So...
And again, we've had this conversation before. Why did you choose an internet radio station with a gay host instead of some hot blonde?
Something to do with my mother. It's all I can say.
Oh, thanks. on that note, we probably should go to music. Do you have any other questions, John?
Music.
You always ask the thoughtful questions. Any more thoughtful questions?
Nah, it's Monday. I don't have any thoughtful questions.
Okay.
And I would actually just like to hear a song. What are you going to play for us?
Let's play.
You know what? Let me make sure I get a nice, clean... Because we stream in 64K mono.
Yeah, that's pretty high def right there.
It's crazy.
We also record it, but we also, as a backup, we're going
to
record it here,
straight
too.
To audio so we get something that's more quality.
All right. I was going to try to do three songs if we got time. One of them is super short.
64K mono.
Let's see.
Now we'll do this is the 128K lupus. There we go.
Would three songs fit in 10 minutes about?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, right. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're good. I want to swear because you guys are like, I want to swear like really hard.
You can swear.
You want to swear?
Well, your mom's here. Did she teach all your swear words?
Fuck yeah, she did.
Was it swear early and often? Isn't that somebody?
Because there aren't any swear words in the songs, really. It's a shame.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Okay.
This is Clark 8 on here on killradio.org.
Yep, this one's called Oh Boy. Some moving. Oh boy, I see unbroken pavement along the boulevard in Hollywood. Out all night again, wishing I had something to wish for. At the curb, no one stares.
Who cares? Piles of paper, thoughts unfounded. I would have left that night, or so it sounded. The arts and craft work pulled me through. On a career path through a minefield, you hear a metaphor, but you lose the meaning. Like me, I never knew a touch like that one. Oh, that one. Another hour, then I'll stop. You can't start it, I can't stop it. She can't see it, he can't be it anymore. And it don't really matter what you say anyway. Seen it all come, and I know it will all just go away. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yay.
Fantastic.
That's such a normally you're when you're saying oh boy in that song, you're screeching it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Mellow.
No, it's great.
This is,
no,
this is the acoustic
that's
style.
Yeah, that's what's fun about the whole doing things acoustically. It does force some changes and come up with new things.
Yeah.
Thinking about Sunday show, have you had to make any changes about or thoughts about doing things differently with the band, or
we're just gonna keep it smooth.
You're just gonna whisper the whole time?
Keep it real smooth.
Great.
You have any other shows coming up soon?
Oh yeah, we have a show tonight at the Scene, which is we're not promoting at all. And then
why aren't you promoting the Scene?
It's free.
And, oh, you don't want all your friends to come to the free show.
I hate
and then,
to have that happen.
Yeah.
No, but we're playing with Tanks and Chupacabra. Tanks are really good. It's a fun band. And then Friday, we're playing with Sounds of Astaroth and Hard Place. Have you guys heard Hard Place?
No.
Mm-mm.
They're crazy.
You should tell them
they
to
submit.
Yeah,
so
I will
we'll
tell
them
to submit.
Totally.
Submit to hear.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So now we're going to do... Can I do another one?
Oh,
this one's
please.
Like literally a minute long. And hopefully I won't forget
We don't have
words.
Time for that.
We have 59 seconds.
Okay. How does it go? Okay.
I was raised by wolves, and you were raised by sharks. Now we act like sloths, lying here watching the sun rise, the sunshine, the sunset. And now I howl at the moon, and you sleep swimming. And you say it's the easy life, and I know we go down slow. We do what we like to do, and that's all. We stay real small. You say it's the easy life, and I know we go down slow. We do what we like to do, and that's all. We stay real small.
That was a minute?
That was great.
That was beautiful. Why am I fuzzy?
What's that?
I'm crunching.
We're having board issues.
Oh.
Yeah, let me apply random amounts of pressure to different parts of the board, see if that helps.
I think it's the main.
Stupid board.
I think it's this one.
Board problems at Q Radio.
Yeah, see? There we go.
Uh-oh.
See?
Uh-oh. No.
No, I'm fine. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, that's good.
Herb, go to another song before it explodes.
You realize that you said that in that song that you were raised by wolves and your mom is right here.
Well, it kind of makes sense when you think about it.
Just want to throw that out there. So you're going to play another song for us?
One more song.
Awesome.
More song.
Okay.
Yay.
This one's called Should Have Said. I'm going to try to freestyle some lyrics about you guys in it.
Wow.
It might not work.
I'm Mark. He's John.
Okay. Roger and Randy. Okay. Yeah. All right. And I never said anything anyway. But you heard everything I meant. Here on here, here with Mark and John. It's no wonder where that day went. Getting lost in a daydream. Do you mind if I stay a while? Heading out on a slipstream. We'll split before the nightmare slips in, alright. And I never said anything anyway. But you heard everything I meant. A good dime bag and a digital hiss. It's nothing that I'll ever miss. Sat in sail on a daydream. We'll drown if we ever fall in. Sailing west on the jet stream. We'll land when we're ready to.
Yay. I was about to talk and then my mic wasn't up yet, so I held back.
You know, you say yay after every time someone performs on this show.
Yeah.
And after half of the songs that we play. You need to come up
with... I can go back to meow.
Oh, you used to say meow. That's
I
right.
I used to do meow.
No, I go, say yay. Meow. I like yay. I like yay. Okay. I like yay.
I could do... Oh, yep. Yay.
Uh-huh. See?
I'm going to put some of my
buttons.
Shorts on this new collection of
buttons.
Band buttons. I put my shorts.
You're going to have so many buttons on the shorts.
I
know. Like chainmail.
I'm going to look like some really... I'm going to look like Cyndi Lauper in a little bit.
I actually had a request at Leisure Suite for Girls Just Wanna...
Shut up.
I did.
She was
and there. I honored it. What? No, someone requested the song. Oh. So, yeah. Well, Rich of Clark 8 fame, thank you so much for coming in.
Sunday.
Yeah.
We're
do you know where that is?
You
have you been there before?
I have. I've ordered that chocolate cookie monster thing they have.
Oh, yeah.
They have a
talk
variety
to Mike,
of
please.
Things.
Yeah, I've ordered that cookie chocolate cookie monster thing.
I love Lost Souls killer lemon bars. That's I don't know about the music or anything, but the lemon bars are awesome.
Except that you do the whole
yeah,
show.
Yeah, exactly.
Except that we booked the show.
And, yeah. And they actually have, I don't know if you've had ube before, the ube root stuff.
I still haven't had it. We've
purple.
Done a bunch of those benefits, and I still haven't
and
tried it.
And it's like they do a cake out of it. Actually, for my birthday party, we had it. But they also do – they have ube ice cream they make a shake with. And it's literally purple because the root is actually purple.
We went to Jollibee, speaking of
– Oh, yeah. They have purple ice cream there.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, we didn't have the ube. Yeah, you,
you guys went to Jollibee across the street? See, I've been too scared to go.
Yeah, I haven't
Oh, we had the mango
was it good?
Pie. It was all right.
No, there's the pictures outside look scary.
They have some crazy pictures up there. They have a picture of a guy, like, it's like three different expressions.
Yeah, that's
and
the
he's
guy
holding
scaring
a,
me. Yeah.
He's only a chicken leg that clearly doesn't have any bones in it. And he's like, he's going to sing into
chicken
it, but then he's
going to
make out with it, or maybe he's going to eat it. You don't know.
Yeah. That's why I haven't been good. It's that guy, because he has this weird kind of Frankenstein five head. It's not a forehead. So, you know, it's funny how things just... are disturbing, and that disturbed me, and I haven't gotten there yet. Although
it's
the
so
bee
close.
Is intriguing. That Jolly Bee bee is really intriguing.
Oh, I thought you meant the bee they have in the window. For the
no,
restaurant.
They don't have a bee. They probably have an A.
They do have an A.
Do they?
Oh, okay, good. Right, maybe I will eat there someday.
Good. Well, we should – do you have any more submissions, John? Because I need to – we need to set up for Michael Knott.
I could – I'll throw Zira Vaughn in.
All right.
This
just, we just need to
just
set up Michael Knott and –
And oh, actually, I'm gonna. Is it?
Just do it, please.
Just do it. Just do it. All right, I'll throw this in then.
What is this, John?
Well, I didn't bring in a lot of submissions. I was gonna play something off my iPad. No, I'll play this. This is good too. This is an artist that I interviewed on Is Good last week. Her name is Zera Vaughn. It's ZeraVaughan. MySpace.com/ZeraVaughan. Zera is very talented, and she was on Is Good last week. And you can go to isgoodmusic.com to download it. This is a very interesting world music. She sings in French. She sings in Hebrew. She sings in English. This is a song, a cover, actually. It's called Almas. You're listening to here on killradio.org. We're going to play this while we get Michael Knott set up for you. Let me just... Oh, man. And I unplugged all this stuff. Oh, my goodness. Mark abandoned me. He's off dealing with some stuff. I'm going to plug this in here and over there. This is the most. This is probably the most professional show we've had thus far, actually. Let me unplug this because, yeah. Oh, wait. That shouldn't have come out. You know, I'm not supposed to repatch the board, but I don't know how we're supposed to do a show without repatching the board. Anybody still listening? I miss Mark. He's my friend. Okay, there we go. This is Zera Vaughan.
She's the flowers blowing in spring. In all her splendor, to release her and dream the love that in a sun supremes. Alas, your eyes are born. Born in the world where love survives.
Yeah. Sorry about all that technical stuff at the beginning. At least we got to hear most of the song. That's Zira Vaughn, the track Almas from her album Back to the Roots. And again, you can download the interview that she did on Kill Radio last week by going to isgoodmusic.com. And also check out myspace.com/Zira Vaughn. So we're joined now by Michael Knott. Thanks for coming in. You can speak into the mic. You're live. Oh. You're good.
Thank you.
Cool. So just real quick, like how did we come in contact with you? You sent us some music, right?
Yeah.
How did you hear about us?
I don't remember.
You don't remember at all?
No.
Was it through MySpace?
No.
And you no, you had sent maybe you had sent MP3s. Something. You didn't send a CD. So obviously you sent it through YouSendIt probably.
Maybe it was a dream that he had and it came true. Awesome.
Great.
Okay, so we have some beats that you brought in, and you're going to rhyme for us. And can you just tell us, just give us like a brief description of what you do, of what your music is, before we make you perform live, just sort of, you know, what kind of artist you are, and, you know, just a quick pitch right into the mic so our audience can get a preview of you.
Okay. I make hip hop, and I like it, and it's not for everyone.
What, your hip hop's not for everyone?
Yep.
Okay, good.
I think that was probably the most honest.
That's awesome.
Explanation.
My hip hop is not for everyone. That should be your bumper sticker right there, Michael Knott. My hip hop is not for everyone. You know, motherfuckers.
If it's for everyone, then it's not really art. That's what I say. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to
figure out which track you want to do first,
tracks,
right?
To see if it's the one. So you just shout out when
that's
you
it,
hear
that's it. That's it. Oh my God, that's it.
Okay. It's going to be a series of is this it? No. Is this it? No.
What manner of execution is it?
Is that it?
Nope.
I like these songs, though.
Ooh. Thank you.
Sorry. This one starts out quiet.
This is it. This is one of them.
This is it? All right.
Shall we start going now?
Or no. We'll I'll let you. I'll let you get catch your breath.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now go. No. Okay. All right. All right. What's this song called?
Zombie.
All right. You're listening.
We haven't heard this.
You're listening to here on KillRadio.org. This is Michael Knott live. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
I met some unheard artists that act pretty rude. Your premature ego will hinder you. It's hard to lend things to friends that steal. And Frankenstein is one of my favorite zombie films. I tend to like girls that they wouldn't like. She looks dirty and trashy, Mike. Being picky only means I know what I want. And you're about as smart as a thong. Sex for the sport never went mainstream. But war did, so pick your team. Racism lives at school and work. Like if you ain't black, you wish you were. You're so full of yourself that it hurts you. Then wonder why no one likes you. It's not your color of skin, it's your attitude. Racism starts at childhood truth. Strangers and friends ask if I'm going to write about Virginia Tech. Well, who do you think you got the inspiration from? That's a jab at the people who come and say to blame is the movies and the music. I know a friend who, after viewing, supersized me and liked what he had to say. But after Earth was eating at a fast food place, and still does and will until he wants. Some things never change till they got a warning from the good old doctor saying you only got a year left. Now they're praying. We're so goddamn miserable when something feels that I'm judging. We and if it's harmful, or we don't care if we feel like this because the mirage of happiness leaves us content. Thank you.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you.
What, was there anything specifically that made you want to start writing hip-hop music? Where are you from?
I was born in Vietnam, but I was raised in Iowa.
And that combination of being from Vietnam and being raised in Iowa led you to hip-hop how?
I'm sure it's a conglomeration of everything in my life. But I first listened to hip-hop in the 80s. And but I didn't start rap until like when I was really young, and it was like 1992. And I was going through a phase where, you know, I thought I was black, and I was dressed apart and all that stuff. But then, you know, and all my friends were doing hip-hop and rap. But they were doing, like, crunk before it was mainstream and stuff. So I was used to doing that, whereas I was listening to, like, New York, East Coast stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess being around them and doing the stuff I was doing, I guess that's a little bit of how I got to where I'm now. Because to me, I think that my style represents a lot of what they were doing, but my lyrical content is more of what I've always been doing.
Oh, that's interesting. So, and did it take you a while to sort of to find your voice, you know, when you started writing?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
And then do you do the music yourself too?
Yes. I mainly do for my solo projects, but I'm doing other projects to collaborate with other artists. Because,
like, the music on that track was really nice.
So did you produce those beats as well?
Yeah, I did that one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So should we go right into another one?
Yeah.
Sure. Do we have to find it? Is that on
it's
the
on
other CD?
Another CD, okay. Yeah.
So do you have any other live performances coming up soon?
Other than May 20th?
Yeah, ours is May 20th.
May 20th, right, sorry. I don't even know what it is.
Not sure, not that I'm confirmed.
Okay, cool. So again, this is you're listening to the Hear Hear Kill Radio Benefit Special, where we're talking about all the artists who are performing on May 20th at Lost Souls. For the benefit of killradio.org.
Yep.
It's just a $5 cover, and we have how many bands this time?
Six.
Six bands of so many different genres, from indie rock to hip-hop to electronica to folk to just Mark and I blathering like fools.
Yes.
So,
come for that.
Come for that, if for nothing else.
Screw the bands. I mean, no offense, Michael, but really, just come to hear Mark and I. Oh, did you hear I said
you
that?
You just said Mark and I, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're
that was beyond
so
Freudian.
You actually think you're your
That was
own
like
co-host.
Chewbacca Freudian.
All right, we're going to try to find these tracks for Michael here. So just tell me yes or no when we hit them.
And do a different voice every time you say no.
Whoa, whoa, no heart is so.
We could be
nope. 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 Nope, I think it's the next one. Stop.
This is it?
This is it.
Okay.
Sweet.
This is kind of like, don't name that tune.
Yeah.
It's like,
can awesome. You hear me now? No.
Okay.
What's the name of this track?
This song called?
This one's called Color and Vultures.
All right, man. Whenever you're ready, this is Michael Knott on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I'm a rich, like bigger prince.
Would you go to the funeral of a villa kid who tells his daughter to punish the woman that had left him? Good question. And I don't want friends that buy me a drink, but keep making jokes about spicks and chinks. Don't persecute us, cause you don't know your culture, and now you're just a color. I'm not a bros of a hoes type of caveman, cause I'm not gender biased. Hey, when I'm killed by the local nitwit, who's gonna feed the fish? What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. Some people are so self-centered. If it's not around them, why remember? Like, people have feelings,
You're inconsiderate. What you're gonna hear is plain ignorance. Blacks are only good at playing basketball, and Mexicans never pass 5 feet tall. Native Americans aren't really real, and Asians don't mind when you mock our culture. Corporate rap is great for your mind. I just wanna dance and have a good time. When you get to heaven, they review your past, and if you're not white, you're not American. What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. What if nothing changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. In the future, robots get tired and don't like different robots getting hired. The great liars have ruined the people. The person that's serving your food is just as evil. With the tip to get tipsy on the weekend, I'm picked on people like us to feel free again. Cause I don't buy into your mainstream culture to fit with your Hollywood vultures. I told you most people are lifeless. They're everything you tell them to be and even like it, because it's what everyone's doing. And people ask why I've gotten reclusive. What if nothing has changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. What if nothing's changed? That's impossible, but some remain to conserve, because tradition is the illusion of permanence. Thank you.
That music is beautiful.
Thank you.
How'd you put that all together? Are those? Is that just a sample that you're looping? But
yeah, the main.
I mean, I don't want to give away all your secrets, but take away the magic.
Yeah, it's just basically a loop.
It's great though. It doesn't sound like it doesn't sound like an obvious loop. You know how those loops are like they're like 0.5 seconds long. You're like, God, that's looping. Mm-hmm.
I can hear what you mean though about having the two influences. Like a lot of modern rap music, the beat structure is so simple. It's just like three notes on a toy keyboard, mm-hmm. and a bunch of people saying yeah a lot. And here you definitely hear the sort of almost like jazz influence beat. De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, kind of East Coast feel to it.
Thank you.
But it's interesting because your rhymes are different from what's usually associated with that style of rap. How long does it take you to write out a song usually?
It depends. Like I wrote these right after. Like I wrote these May 8th in like an hour. Both of them May 8th an hour, and then like next day I wrote like four songs, like an hour each. Just depends.
And is it always sort of message music? Like you were obviously, ticked off about something when you wrote that last song. Does that happen a lot? You just sort of like get an idea in your head. You see something on the news or someone says something and go, I'm going to write a song about that.
Yeah, anything from, what you just said to just people, me walking down the street or hearing somebody on the metro or, friends, people at a bar, wherever. And then I take it and I guess make into a song.
Do you have a CD available for people to buy?
I do. The Six Mass Extinction. It's available at Amoeba Records.
Cool. And I guess people will be able to get it at the Benefit as well.
Yeah, will you have any available at the Benefit?
I hope so.
Cool. Yeah, bring some. Burn some CDRs.
Even just burn some. Seriously. Yeah. People will buy those.
Awesome. Well, Michael, thanks so much for
coming in. Yeah, thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And so, I want to also thank your parole officer. It's like, bring your parole officer to the studio today. Tao, who came by to make sure you stayed in line and didn't violate anything.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank
she
you so much, Tao.
She named the last song, too.
What's that?
She named the last song.
Oh
named
nice.
It today.
Cool. Well, as she puts his anklet back on him, we should move on with the show.
I need to get
who's next on the
I need to get Asghar Hussain from Public Jones, who I think is a doctor. When I was on hold, I was like, Dr. Hussain will be right with you.
Oh, blah, blah.
I'm like, oh my God, he's a doctor?
So
I got to get them on the phone.
Okay. Do you want to play one of his songs, and we'll get him on, and then we'll play another one of his songs? Why don't we do that? Play a Public Jones song, then talk to him, then play another Public Jones.
No, because I can get him really quick.
Okay.
Well, so you want to just play something, or do you want to talk about something?
Well, no, okay. You know what? Tell you what. Since we're talking about hip hop, I'm actually interviewing a hip hop artist on Wednesday called Shane Hunter. And I'll play a track. That's what I'll do. If I can just find it. I was not aware that I was going to have to pull a song out of my ass so quickly. And
I'll probably have Dr. Hussein before you have the music
no,
ready.
No, I'm already good to go. Oh, wait, no, but I'm not plugged in. No, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. Please? I'm ready. I'm going to play the song. Do you really? You do have him on the line, don't you? Should I play the song or not?
No, let's hold on. Let's hold on. He's going to conference in the other guy in the band, Peter. So let's see how fast we can do this.
Okay. Oh, we're doing that buzzing thing again.
Am I?
I am.
I pushed down really hard right there.
Yeah.
That seemed to fix
much
it.
Much better.
See?
It's great.
A lot of pressure. That's fine if you're buzzing.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, now I feel like I should play Shane Hunter.
Play something.
Because I will play it right now. I will.
Okay. Yeah, hey.
Now you have him on the line? Should I bring it up?
He's getting Peter right now. Don't go to music because we're behind time.
As it is. Sorry, Shane. But anybody who wants to hear Shane Hunter, I'm going to actually be interviewing him and have him perform live this Wednesday. This Wednesday at noon. A special edition of Is Good. I'm going to start doing Is Good Wednesdays at noon as well as Thursdays on a regular basis. Like, officially.
Wait, what? Say that again?
I'm adding another day of Is Good to the week.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted because I have really bad hold music. Hey, are you guys there?
Can we put some of that hold music on the air?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Good. We're going to put you on the air right now.
All right.
Ouch.
Yes. That was for you, Mark.
Gentlemen, you there?
We're prepared and ready. We've taken our medication. We're ready to go.
I know. I didn't know you were a doctor.
Doctor?
should have been something you disclosed immediately.
You weren't supposed to know that. See, if we did it the first way, then I would have kept my deep, dark secret.
I would have never played your music.
See, I assume everyone's a doctor first.
See, people get the wrong idea.
So we're listening to Peter. What's your last name?
My name is Alan Lassen Carrickin.
Say that again?
Carrickin.
I can barely hear you. I'm so sorry. We're trying to fix it on our end over here.
Got to scream it out, Peter.
Yeah,
we can hear.
we can hear Asgard really well.
Yeah, we can hear Asgard.
Yeah, the copy calling always has some kind of issue.
Oh, really?
Peter, could you just talk louder?
I'm talking loud. I don't know where I'm.
Peter, you got to put your megaphone on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a conference call, isn't it?
Yeah.
The conference calls are part of.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys are in Public Jones. How long have you guys been together as a band?
Go ahead, Peter.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't know, we've been friends for a very long time. This project has been kind of very off again, on again kind of thing. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's not the last couple of years, but we've just really been working on it for the last year or so in an intense way.
I have to interrupt. I'm sorry. We're having total technical difficulties, Peter. We're not able. I can hear you because I have the phone in my ear, but I don't think it's coming through our board too well.
We can hear Asgard.
I'll let me translate what he said. So, we've
from quiet to normal.
For many years. And this started out kind of like two guys just kicking some stuff around, kind of seeing, hey, how can we really visualize our own things we like, etc. We wanted to put this down to music, and then we kind of said, hey, this would be really cool to do this as a band. And so we did, and we started off slow, like you said, and then we just ramped it up. And as we threw stuff in, we kind of said, wow, there's so many things that we could play around here with.
Right.
And so this is just the first, this is just the very beginning of our kind of wild, amazing musical experiment. So hopefully there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, because you guys have a lot of electronica elements in your music too, so it's kind of an interesting sound. Bye, Michael.
what's interesting is we didn't set out with any obvious goal in mind. What we actually didn't want to do was just to kind of make another electronica or another rock band, another this band, another that. We really want us to have a feel of something that's a little more organic.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Now, I have a burning question. Who does, I think it's in the song The Fall. Who does the, who does that vocal?
Oh, my God.
Who does that?
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me. I do all the vocals except for the feel it. We wanted to get Peter involved a little here, too.
No, I was just thinking about it just now, because that's one of the interesting things about the song, and then I was going, wow, they're really going for it vocally. And then I'm hearing both your voices. You guys got low voice. I'm like, who's the one who went for it? And that was the doctor.
What was funny is when we were writing that song, I actually was goofing around, and I put that little lick in there.
Uh-huh.
And when we were tossing it back and forth, I kind of looked at it. I thought, you know, we probably should dump it. And Peter went, no, that's cool. We should keep that.
No, it sounds great.
Cool. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, we should go to music now. Is there anything you want to say about? We're going to play The Fall, and we're going to play Song 5. Is there anything you want to say about them before I get them started, or anything you want to pre-introduce them with?
Can you guys still hear Peter?
Yeah, can you hear
I can't. I don't think we can. I don't. I can hear because I have the phone in my ear, but I don't think we can hear it through the board.
Give it a try, Peter. Say something. Let's see if they can hear you.
Okay. Well, the file. Well, can you hear me now?
Can you hear him, John? No.
This is like one of those. This is like one of those cell phone commercials.
Totally.
It's like he's
it's
a
like
ghost.
Like a Verizon commercial.
Peter, we'll let you talk a lot on Sunday. We won't let Asgard talk at all.
I'm gonna just let Peter sing, actually.
Do all the talking, yeah.
How about this? I'll just say something, and then Asgard will translate.
Okay. Say it.
I'll translate it in two languages. I'll translate it in English and in Mandarin Chinese.
Perfect. Right. Perfect. Well, is there anything you guys want to say about these two songs before we go to them?
What do you think, Peter?
No.
Okay.
Well,
perfect.
Again, just like we said, this is our expression of how we love music, and this is really just the tip of the iceberg. We're doing your show on Sunday. We're actually doing a show. The show on Sunday is going to kind of be unplugged, and a couple of days later at Zen on Wednesday, we're going to do a show with the whole band. So if people like what they hear on Sunday, come check us out on Wednesday.
Wednesday at Zen Sushi.
You got it.
Okay. Cool. Okay, let's go to this now. This is The Fall. You are listening to Public Jones on Here, KillRadio.org.
Yeah.
Public Jones.
Here, here. KillRadio.org.
See, they get their voices really high. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Well, Asgard does.
Because he's a doctor.
I didn't know he's until I was on hold. And I says, Dr. Hussein will be with you shortly. Please continue to hold. I'm like, he's a doctor?
That's fantastic. I've gotten in the habit of calling everyone doctor.
What does that mean?
Because dude, buddy. You know, because I'm not good at remembering names.
Oh, I say Baron.
But no one's offended when you call them doctor. they'll correct you if you're wrong.
They don't they do the huh? The
oh,
dog
I'm not a doctor, but huh? I play one on TV. Mm. So we've done a lot today, and there's
yes.
even more. We actually have a band unrelated to the benefit that we've been promoting today. We have a band called Nancy Full Force that's just formed and is ready to go live soon. So we thought we'd have them in to share some of their music. Jastin, one of our former Kill Radio members, they, you know, once you've joined Kill Radio, you get a VIP pass that gets you into all sorts of places.
Right.
So, but let's just go back
and
over.
And great discounts on rental cars.
Before we end the first part of the show and begin the latter part of the show, let's just go over what we played.
Yeah.
We played some Public Jones, and we also spoke to Asghar on the phone.
And we
tried to talk
we did,
to Peter.
Peter was there. I could hear him.
I'm
going to
see if I can fix that in the mix, but I doubt it. I know I can't. And
before that was Michael Knott.
Before that was Michael Knott, who performed live, and again, he will be performing live.
Yep.
As well as Public Jones will be performing live May 20th, Lost Souls Cafe, downtown. Just go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. Here. For more information on that. Before that, we also had we played a track from Zero Vaughn, and then before that, we had Clark 8 in here live.
Rich from Clark
8
and
his mom. And before that, we had Aaron Williams on the phone.
Yeah,
and
finally caught her music. Walking down the street in downtown Seattle. That was
in
pretty
downtown
funny.
Downtown Seattle.
Well, actually, she wasn't downtown. She was in the U District.
Tour.
She was by the university, yeah.
And then before that, we played a track by an artist called Retail, who had submitted to us. And before that, we heard from AIM and played a couple of his tracks. Mm-hmm. And AIM will be performing live electronica there at the Benefit on Sunday. Before AIM, we listened to a couple of tracks from Manhattan Murder Mystery, who had submitted to us. And before that, Jenna Mate, we listened to some of her tracks and had her on the phone.
Can't wait to hear her.
And she'll be performing on Sunday as well. And we started off the show with The Spanx, an artist that submitted to us. So, yeah, that was a very full and complicated show.
And it's already done.
We've only just begun. No, we're good. So, I know, Mark, I know you need to take off.
Yeah, I actually need to sneak out. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, yeah, we gave him a bunch of mics. We didn't turn any of them on. But that's cool.
Turn those mics.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to some tracks and also do some live stuff.
If you would leave.
I should. We weren't connecting, were we?
You're cramping our style.
Could you have your co-DJ leave?
Cut his mic. That was my Bill O'Reilly.
He's giving me weird looks. And I don't know if they're violent or come hither.
This will be weird because last week you did Here Without
violently
Me.
Violently Come Hither. Yeah.
And now I'm going to do
I didn't do it without you. John Daly was here. It was fine.
Oh, it was another John.
He fits in.
We're all interchangeable. Yeah. That's great. It's great to hear. Well, anyway, why don't we start then with a track that Jastin has hooked up for us here. And
why don't we talk to the band first? They've not sent anything official at all.
No, I don't want to get into that.
It's complicated.
No, it's complicated.
Keep it all in order.
The band is called Nancy Fullforce, and it's myspace.com/NancyFullforce. Is that correct? All right. We'll start with the track, and then we'll do some talking, Mark. And after we do some talking, we'll also do some live stuff. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. And hold on 1 second. Let's get the... As many of you know, we stream in 64K mono, which is delicious. But I'm also recording in pure audio so that we get a nice quality sound. I want to make sure that's up and running before we hit play so that you can share this with your friends.
And the audience loves hearing this kind of stuff, John. Thank you so much.
You know, I learned everything I know from you. And, yes, we're ready to go. Suck it all, suck it all, suck it all, all the life out of life. God, it's so Silver Lake in here.
Yes.
What's up, fellas?
Hello.
All right, so you're still listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org, and we have a special guest. And why don't we just go around and introduce ourselves?
I'm Jaston King from Nancy Full Force.
I am the Duke from Nancy Full Force.
And
we are both here.
There's our friend here, Michael. Is it Van Halen? Michael
Van Halen.
It's Michael Van Linden. I'm in a band called The Bombs.
Word.
All right, so this is you guys have just decided that this is actually your band and you guys are ready to go. Like, you haven't been playing for years as this. Like, how long have you been together as this unit?
As this? Me and him started recording this, like, the end of last year, right?
Yeah, about that. It's been maybe 9 months since we've kind of started with the music. The singing came to us maybe 3 months ago,
yeah,
2 months
ago. Yeah,
it
all came, like, piece by piece, you know?
Yeah. The two-man band. We have some other friends helping when we perform live, but we're kind of like the two-man band right now, so.
Yeah, there's Jake Chaos and Armand.
Armand.
Is guitar and bass. For the shows.
And you guys all played in other bands before you started playing together, right?
Yes. Yeah. Jess and I actually originally had gotten together in a band coincidentally called Kill Radio.
I was going to ask you about that. I thought
Who'd've
that
thought?
You were the same, Jaston. Yeah.
So, and we did that for a little while and put that to bed about a year ago or so. Just on hiatus somewhat. So, and it's opened up some free time, so.
Excellent. And Jaston, you did a show here for a while on Kill Radio called Strobe Life Radio, and but though it was more than a show, though, like, you have sort of a project, you know, with Strobe Life and what is it called, Deadline, right?
Yeah, I was doing Deadline too. I somehow managed to get myself involved in too many things, but
I'm there now too.
yeah. I'm like, how do I do all this?
DJ, musician, promoter, booker.
In my head, initially, like, it all connects, but then it doesn't seem to all connect in a schedule. As easily. But yeah, I was doing Strobe Life on here and it was pretty fun, but I don't know, it was just you know, time wise I couldn't do it as much, even though I love doing it and I love killradio.org, but maybe I'll do it again later.
Perhaps there's more of Jaston in the killradio.org future.
Yes. It's on hiatus too.
Everything's on hiatus.
Everything's on a temporary hold on up.
So you guys have some big shows coming up, right?
Yeah, tonight's like our official big show. We played a party kind of secretly to warm up, but tonight we're playing the Key Club. We're opening up for Metal School, like 9 o'clock here in Hollywood.
Be there,
Hollywood,
Square.
California.
And it's our first show. We're we actually just finished rehearsals and we're set to go tonight.
How do you, like, when people ask you, you know, when the suits ask you what music you do, is it punk? Is it metal? Do you have a new name for it? What do you call it?
Full Force.
Full Force.
Purple Horse.
That's pretty much the best way to describe it. It's Full Force.
It's like, it's punk influence and rock influence. It's like just straight ahead, just full throttle.
Was there something that you wanted to, when you came up with this band, Nancy Full Force, was there something that you wanted to do differently from the other bands you'd been in before?
No slow songs.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, we
nothing
just
slow.
To
do you guys don't want to play at the prom? At the fish and
well, everything's negotiable.
We want to play after the prom.
Oh, I see.
Actually, it probably just came from us sitting around and not being as productive in some of our other projects, and we just needed to let the rock out a little bit. Mm-hmm. There was no political agenda, no lyrical agenda, nothing like that. It was real nice, simple.
Just fun.
Just rock.
Yeah, because with our band, when we played it before, the music was kind of all over the place, you know, kind of went, kind of covered all different bases. And then Duke and I always kind of agreed on, like, just a lot of the same rock bands and, you know, stuff that we listened to was all kind of full rock stuff, you know?
It was very Full Force.
It was very Full Force, hence the name. Yeah.
So, are you guys recording as well? Are you doing putting together a CD or something?
Yeah, well, we have up on the MySpace, recorded an EP of like 4 songs. So that's all up there. And it's just, we're not really putting out a CD yet. I mean, that's just up for download. It's all for free.
Yeah.
So we're not, you know. And then I think eventually, because we have more songs, but we're playing live as well, but nothing recorded other than the 4 yet.
Yeah. Okay. Not yet. Not really sure if we're going to take the approach of putting, like, say, a record together or to just keep updating our site with, say, like, every half year, 4 or 5 more songs.
Mm-hmm. We
plan on doing a little vinyl something in the future.
Maybe something different.
Yeah, just kind of take a different approach to how everyone else is doing the music thing.
Yeah, CDs are kind of seem to be a little going out of style.
Indeed.
It's a lot of work for something that you can extract from the air.
Exactly. It's like it's such an expense to put out and everything. It's like we could spin that on kind of better things. So
yeah, what would be fun is if we get enough songs online for people to download, they can make their own compilation, Full Force Greatest
Best
Hits.
Of.
And just kind of run with it from there.
You guys should release a best of before you have an album.
20th Century Masters.
Or the Greatest Hits DVD.
Yeah.
That's
spanning
what we're working
over
on.
1 year. Yeah,
the box set.
Have it come in a giant box, but have it full of tissue paper.
Yeah.
One little CD. So why don't we do some live stuff? Now I'm a little confused. Like, Michael, you introduced yourself as being from another band, but you're performing
I'm
with
friends
Fancy
with
Full
these
Force?
Guys.
Yeah, so. We were going to do a show Tuesday, an acoustic thing.
Yeah.
And then I've unfortunately have totally sucked and been sick the last couple of weeks. So there's a possibility I may not be doing it. So, but Michael's a good friend of ours, and so I want him to.
We're here to support today.
Support also.
So what we're going to hear now is not Nancy Full Force.
It's not Nancy
right.
Full Force.
No, I got this band I put together called The Bombs. I do solo work mainly, but like I just got really bored of it. And I met this girl who played drums, and I was trying to make like this, you know, full-fledged like titty bouncing girl band, except for me,
right?
Because my titties don't bounce. Totally.
Because you work out. Yeah.
Because I work out. So I started this pseudo girl band that I wanted to like front, and I thought that'd be really fun. And then the girls just kind of like ended up laming out, like a lot of them, except for this one girl. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, playing guitar with me, right? But she played in all these bands in Portland. Her name's Rhiannon Jones. She played in all these bands in Portland and all this other stuff. And she was like, well, you know, I can play drums. So we get into the studio and we're playing. It's me on guitar and her on drums. I'm like, you know what? We're in a lot of trouble. She's like, why? I'm like, dude, we're like some fucked up version of the White Stripes. So
it worked.
Well, it worked, yeah. So now we're, like, thinking of incorporating other people in the band. It's kind of like these guys are, like, a, you know... kind of our two-man band, and they've like bringing other people into the picture too.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is just incorporate. Well, we're talking to this guy who plays Wurlitzer organ, so it's kind of like punk rock with the Wurlitzer organ.
That's something I would go see. That sounds pretty damn cool.
We're playing at the Viper Room June 7th.
All right.
And I'm gonna play a song from The Bombs.
And, right. And where can people, you guys have a website or something?
Well, we do, but we don't have any songs up yet. Because we're a pretty new band. But my... Oh, that's not good. My MySpace, Michael Van Lunden Music. And that's my solo shit. But we will have some stuff up soon.
Cool. Well, they can get a taste of it from your MySpace, and then they'll know
sort of
what to expect from the other one. All right. So what's this song that you're gonna play now?
Well, I'm gonna play a song called "Da Bomb," and it's by The Bombs.
Awesome. All right. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Check it out.
Ah. soul, she's got the bombs. The bomb, 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 the bomb,
stop. I broke a string. I broke a string like not even midway through.
Oh, wow.
like fucking like two notes into it.
No, but you could pull it off as one of those sudden endings that are so popular.
No, ever so popular.
Only on KillRadio.org.
Yes, thank you so much.
Did you get something like
that? Golly, golly.
Yeah.
The Nancy Bombs. It's a revolution, kids.
Yeah.
The Nancy Bombs. What could that mean?
What would that turn out to be like?
Well, wait, is it...
It could be amazing.
So are the bombs going to play with Nancy Fullforce? Are you guys going to do a show together?
Yeah. Eventually. We would probably going to try and set something
up. Is that important to make sure that the bands you're playing with are bands that are kind of similar in mindset and similar in style to you? Like, you don't want to be this Fullforce punk band if you're going up after a synth pop act or before chamber music or something.
It helps to keep the bands on the same kind of page, I think, as far... Because you don't want it to be
like,
too sporadic.
Sound,
yeah. As much as you'd like to have everyone experience a lot of different kinds of music, sometimes it doesn't work out as great as you'd like it.
Right. You're like headbanging, and all pretty soon, like a girl comes up with a harp. You're like, what the?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude, what's going on?
Right.
But do you guys ever
give the horns to the girl. You can, but.
Well, okay, a big part, it sounds like a big part of Nancy Fullforce anyway is, you know, having fun, but also in being loud and enjoying being loud. Do you guys ever see a band and think that, you know, that they're loud, but that they're not really very good? That they're, like, covering for the fact that they haven't written a good song by just being extra loud? Have you ever seen that or experienced that?
I'm trying to get us to talk some shit about somebody.
Yeah.
No. No one specifically.
Let's do it. East Coast, West Coast. Only on the East Coast have we seen that headline.
Let's so talk shit about people. Let's do it.
It's like east of Western, west of Western. Yeah. No, I don't mean any specific band. I just mean like in general, in terms of punk music, what's out there right now,
a lot
like
of
bands
time.
That are playing live.
Yeah.
A lot of, especially with vocals. I mean, some bands, I mean, you know, sometimes their singers has a spirit of it, but then not exactly can sing that perfectly. So
well, live
they
a lot
cover
of times.
Up a lot of noise. Yeah.
Live, it can be really disenchanting when you go and you love the band and then all of a sudden... They're totally shit.
They're
live.
Totally balls. Yeah. You're like, I don't know what CD I bought and listened to, but it's
also
not
bad the other way. Upset. If you listen to somebody and they're like on record, they're just amazing and like full throttle, great, you know. And you see them live and it's kind of weak. You're like, meh.
Yeah, we try to encompass like, well, the way we even recorded, we try to record as much live as possible just to kind of keep the energy and the feel consistent. And you know, as far as the way we like to keep in mind when we perform is just to have as much fun as possible. Because one of the benefits of going to a rock show, whether you can make out what the dude's saying or not, or if it's too noisy or whatever, as long as you're having fun and it's giving you that fuck yeah feeling, I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. So regardless of how technical you are or how much you shred or if your range is amazing, it's the balls if you don't apply it the right way.
Right.
So
we try to keep everything like really simple. Just, you know.
We try to keep it full force. Pretty much, yeah.
And where's the Nancy come from?
Well, when we first started, we had a lot of, I don't know how to, there's a lot of like, we were using a lot of Batman and Robin imagery and there's kind of like a glam element to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of gay Batman and Robin innuendos was a lot of stuff that we were first putting.
Loved.
And then, so we kind of wanted the mix of, like, kind of a glammed up band, but musically it's, you know, almost the opposite with Full Force. So that's kind of where the name comes
along. Should we play another track that you wrote in?
Sure.
That would be amazing.
Awesome.
It'd be amazing.
I'm so sorry my guitar broke.
No, don't feel sorry about it at all. And if you hadn't told me, I might have just assumed it was an artistic choice.
Yeah.
Part of the song.
Came out very well.
All right. Are we on?
All right. And we're back on here on killradio.org.
That song was amazing.
Amazing.
Hanging out with Nancy Full Force. They're very confident.
Very.
Very proud.
We are amazing, but we are also very humble.
If there's any flaw
tell.
In us, it's our modesty.
It's our modesty. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Rather. Yes. So while we were listening to that track, we were talking a little bit about performing live. You guys are going to try some new techniques when you go up live?
Yes. We're trying to change it up a little bit in the live show. And we're actually going to be taking on the task of playing in the crowd. Where we're going to... Duke will be on stage with the drums.
Yes.
And then the rest of us are going to be using modern technology. We will be in the crowd. But, you know... making everybody feel very awkward and uncomfortable, and the centering as we surround them.
How does that work? Like with the guitar, is it you have like a wireless connection to your amp? Or
yeah, it's like a little just receiver and a little battery pack you put on your.
We're going wireless,
so don't go too far.
Yeah,
well, we you can't take it out
check
into
it
the
out.
Street.
It's pretty awesome.
You should see how far you can go.
I played from my house to the mailbox.
I think eventually,
No way.
Eventually, it'll just be me on stage, and the guys will just be playing from backstage. Hopefully the backstage will be so rad.
Duke, what are you like, gonna do on the stage when you're up there by yourself? You can twirl some sticks.
I'm gonna look pretty damn good.
I wonder how many people.
I'm just gonna soak it all in. Usually as a drummer, I'm buried in the back behind everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to just be like, that's right, bitches. It's my time. It's Duke time.
I wonder how many people are gonna be like, why is this drummer just playing to a track?
What's going on? Is this a band?
That must be a pretty crazy workout drumming for a band like this where the emphasis is on, you know, intensity and speed and going full force. I mean, you must get exhausted by the second song. Or do you just have you built up a stamina
it's,
for playing?
Yeah, I've managed
He's
to
got stamina.
It's managed, yeah. Just from doing the band thing for a long time, I've kind of like eased into the transition. I've rehashed some new calluses and blisters.
You got to build blisters over your blisters.
So now I'm like, I have paws now versus just my
awesome.
My nice grip, you know. But I think it'll be pretty interesting. Tonight's gonna be the first night that we unleash the demon, so we'll see how everything turns out. But I think everything's gonna be great. And as far as like the crowd interaction and stuff, we wanted to have that play a big part in the show because really. There's only so much you can do even when you're on stage. I think people have just stood there and let the lights do the magic, and I think people have gone apeshit and run around, and it's time for us to try something different. So we'll hopefully
yeah,
that'll fly.
Yeah, it's always that weird distance. When you're on stage, you kind of feel like that fishbowl feel where it's like everybody stands there and stares at you, and they're, you know, just kind of weird. I feel, you know, sometimes I move around and stuff. Like, I don't know what to do kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think in the crowd, I want to get around and, like, mess with people.
It gets boring up there after a while.
Yeah,
you know?
Like
I mean,
be
you
with
can
them.
Kick and like yell and jump as much as you want and break shit as much as you like, but after a while, it's like you can become disenchanted with being on stage. And how bad is that? Like
everything,
we've gotta.
Yeah, everything becomes predictable after a minute. So we just like to keep all doors open as far as. Eventually, I'm just gonna just be filmed, and I won't even make the live shows.
We're thinking wireless drums. Like
you
we could put
like a hologram.
Yeah, wireless drums.
It'll be a 3D version of me on stage.
A hologram.
It'll
get
that good.
So, you guys, do you already have like a small like a fan base that you're gonna bring to the show tonight, and then hopefully build? From
I'll
that?
Be there.
That's right.
It's our network.
The Bombs are the biggest Nancy Full Force. The Bombs, we're going to wear Nancy Full Force like bikinis, me and my drummer.
Fantastic.
My drummer and I.
There we go.
I mean, she's got a more girly body than I do, but I don't really think that that makes any difference when it comes to two-piece.
It's all about the attitude, I think.
I think so.
It's how you sell it.
It's not what you wear, it's how you wear
it's how
exactly.
You wear it.
I'm going to walk in and own that shit and be like, I'm here for Nancy Full Force. What? What?
What?
What?
So remind us all again where this show is, what time, cover, all that stuff.
It's the Key Club. It's tonight at 9 o'clock. It's with Metal School. They play tonight.
Metal School is
they have
like a monthly event. Is that a band or
a
group?
A weekly thing.
Yeah, every Monday night. It sells out every Monday. It's totally
But that's
packed.
A bunch of bands, right? That's not Metal School's not the name of a band.
They're a band.
No, they're a band.
Oh, it is.
They're like a comedy metal cover band.
I thought Metal School was like Kiss or Kill, like an event.
No, it's like a night. It's like a band. They cover. They kind of dress up like 80s rock hair bands.
Kinda.
It's kind of funny. Cool. They like. They'll argue on stage and fix their hair and like do crazy stuff.
They don't
stuff.
Kinda dress up like it. Justin.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think Yeah, they're kind of right up our alley. We love that kind of shit, and that's what we listen to a lot, and that's what we like playing and stuff, so that'll be a lot of fun. As far as our little network, I think we're going to have a – we'll see a nice little turnout of our family and friends and, yeah. and just – yeah, it's looking good. A little nervous at first, but
no.
now things no, are slowly coming huge. Together.
Yes, it's massive.
You, yeah. It's like a we're filing
gonna,
system.
Do you already have regret the open guest list tonight, I believe?
Yeah. They gave us the mistake of giving us an open guest list, and
oh, you're new. That's unusual for that area too. Yeah. Like,
I think it's because we're a baby band, and they want as many people to kind of help as possible. And
right.
I think we're going to stick it to them tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, me alone, I'm going to bring at least 50 people. Yeah. I mean, well,
or at least drink at least 50 people's
worth. I have about 100 well, imaginary friends that are on.
That's
the list.
All they care about.
I mean, that is really all they care about. I mean, after all, I hope they cared make about sure me, those, and they don't.
Make sure all those people buy those $20 like shots.
I'm gonna get everybody to buy me.
Support
drinks.
The bar.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Do you guys have other shows lined tender. Up already, or is this is the one, and you're gonna see where it goes from there?
Yeah, we have a few potential things, but just nothing kind of confirmed yet.
We're kind of spreading it out. We're gonna do maybe one or two in June. There's a couple possibilities, and then I think July or August we want to head over to Canada. Because we've played out there, and have a lot of friends out there from previous band experiences. That mm-hmm.
The Ontario area. Yeah, hopefully we'll get to
up in the
we'll
T dot,
the T O. Okay. That's all right. Right. Yeah, we're gonna hopefully try and spend a couple weeks out in the Ontario area. Utilize our Canadian,
our
Canucks, family,
allies.
Our Canucks. Yes, our allies.
Yeah, we're gonna go up there and stay for a while and just kind of play all around there.
Yeah.
Cool.
So if you're interested, you got to come out and see us soon because this is going
to
be one of those
otherwise
things
you
where
go to Canada.
Otherwise you're going to have to take your ass to Canada and their customs are a bitch.
Yeah.
No, but we're probably if you have a criminal record maybe like twice a month. That way we don't burn out.
We have to wait till August to go actually because the whole band has to like clear up our criminal records before we can get past the border.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting.
It's not a joke.
Process. Yeah, we wish this were a joke, but
so Justin.
Well,
Justin,
on that note,
is Justin, are you playing with us tomorrow?
There's a possibility because I haven't found a. See, Michael and I were going to do a show tomorrow, acoustic show at Tangiers.
I haven't gotten to ask him yet. I'm sorry, I'm doing this.
No,
you're
on spot on air.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that.
It's like. It's like an episode of Springer. I don't know what you like.
Justin, will you be there tomorrow?
Steve.
Oh. Now, this is crazy. I mean, we're talking about you guys opening up for Metal School, and in the same day, we're talking about playing an acoustic show at Tangier.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Just because it was so opposite and something I've never done, so I was like, I should do that. And then this was actually a lot of work to put the Nancy show together. And then I've been sick for the last couple of weeks, so...
You're doing it.
So I'm trying. We'll see. I haven't found a replacement. So I'm
Justin and I will be playing tomorrow night at Tangier. Starts at 7 o'clock. There's this other wonderful girl that I don't know that he's friends with named Janae that will also be playing. But Justin King and I, Michael Van Lunden, will be playing an acoustic or electric, in case it doesn't break, tomorrow.
Figure out that whole hologram situation.
Take notes.
Gotta get into that.
At Tangiers tomorrow.
Should we sign off with another track? Do you have another track to play?
Sure.
Certainly.
Make that awkward transition.
This is
smoother.
Our power ballad metal disco extravaganza.
I want to say thanks to John too, by the way, for short notice and letting us come here after the show's even over. And
letting us pollute.
My pleasure.
Thanks for letting us pollute, John.
You don't know what it's like to be at home. It's no, I'm kidding. Thank you so much for coming in, Nancy Fullforce, and we'll look out for the bombs as well. And check out, was it myspace.com/Nancy Fullforce?
Correct, sir.
Correct. All right.
Download away.
Download away.
Oh, wait, here we go. Sorry, I have technology.
Have a good show tonight, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Line. don't care to care what's best for you. I won't give in to give it up. Say I'm sorry, but I